Lord, while the words I speak are my words, may the words that we hear be your words. Amen. Christmas Day gives us a chance to reflect on the meaning of it all. There is a different sense of Christmas when you come to worship on Christmas Day. The angels and shepherds are gone. All the big things that are part of the Christmas season were part of yesterday and last night. And today we gather to reflect on what happens. The gospel for today is one that leads us to reflect on the meaning of the Christmas season from a number of different perspectives. And it's that poetic statement at the beginning of John's gospel which begins to paint a big picture. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I've got six things to say about this particular lesson that helps us reflect on the meaning of the season, what the birth is really all about. The first one, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The point here, this is the first point, that God has a plan. God has a plan. He has a plan for the world and for the universe, and he has a plan for each one of our lives. Now, it's a little hard to believe that God has a plan for our lives often, especially in the dark moments or the uncertain moments or the fearful moments. But what is being presented is that there is a plan, and the birth of Jesus is part of God's plan. To remember that in our spiritual practices is the way we reflect, what is God's plan? What am I meant to be doing today? The call is to be open to God's Spirit and to try to discern how God is working in each of our lives. So that's the first point, that God has a plan for the universe and for each one of us. The second point, all things were created by God. It's his presence in creation. Seeing the beauty of a sunset, appreciating nature, and then conversely, our responsibility as God's people to be good stewards of the creation. God created all things, and to be mindful of that, and to seek to be good stewards of it. So the plan, God's presence in creation. Then the third one is the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Certainly there are times in our lives when the darkness seems to be winning. Just to look around at all the different things we hear in the news or things that we see in the community, so often it seems that the darkness will win out. There's no way the love of God can prevail. But John's affirmation in this prologue to his gospel is the light will shine in the darkness, and the darkness will not overcome it. There may be times of doubt, there may be times of uncertainty, but it's that proclamation that ultimately the light will win out. Perhaps another connection to God's plan for the human family. So the plan for each of us, God's presence in creation, the sense of hope that we get from light shining in the darkness. Remember to always look for the light. The fourth one is, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came to bear witness to the light. He was not the light, but he came to bear witness to the light. What God does is God puts messengers in our lives. So this fourth point is about the messengers, the witnesses, to pay attention to the people in our lives and how they might be agents for our deepening our understanding of God's presence, the gifts of God's love. And so often these messengers of God, like John came out of left field. He came out of the wilderness. He wasn't somebody even close to the centers of wealth or power. He came from a totally unexpected place. So part of our challenge is to pay attention to those people at the margins of our lives as well, to see what word they might have for us about God. So the messengers, the people that God puts in our lives that can help us understand a little more about God's love, God's purpose, and about who we are as human beings, creatures of God, loved by God. So the messengers. And then the fifth point has to do with transformation. That the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, but so many people fail to receive that Word. So many fail to embrace it. But the people who were open to it, the lesson tells us, became children of God. They became changed because they paid attention to the plan, to the Word, to the presence of Christ in their lives. And this process of transformation that is indicated in this gospel reading is a process that goes on throughout our lives. As Christian people, it begins in baptism. That's the first step and really the decisive step. But it's not like we've ever arrived. The Christian journey is a journey, and there are always new things that God wants us to know and to learn. And the point is, we get off the path quite easily. That's the whole nature of repentance. The whole nature of repentance is coming to ourselves, seeing where we are in relationship to where we're meant to be, and turning. And it's the process of continuing to turn throughout our lives when we learn new things, when we get off the path. And it's not over until it's over. The journey. What does God have to teach us today, this Christmas? Because Christmas 2017 is different from many other Christmases. And next Christmas will be different again. The transforming power of God's presence, the presence of God's Spirit, calling us to fullness of life, transforming us, helping us to become the people that God intends us to be. And then the last one, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. God leaves God's realms of glory. This is the whole point of Christmas. Leave God's realms of glory and becomes one with us. That's not something God had to do, but out of God's love for the human family, out of his appreciation for what he'd created, that he left those realms of glory and became one with us, walked the earth the way we walked, knows everything about the human condition, all the great things we can do and all the terrible things we can do. He knows it all. But maybe the most important piece in that is God's presence in the midst of all that happens to us. God is present, that we are not alone. Certainly there are times in our lives when we feel that we are just totally lost, or that we don't have a friend or family member. And so often at Christmas time, one of the undersides of Christmas is because of all the joy and hype of the season that makes some people feel incredibly lonely and lost. But it's this proclamation at Christmas that we are not alone. God walks with us. God's Spirit is present in all that happens to us. So remember the plan, God's presence in creation, the hope, the light shining in the darkness. Pay attention to the messengers. Let God's transforming spirit work in your heart and mind and life. And remember, you're not alone.